Welcome Monday. No, it isn't. It's Wednesday. Welcome to Controversy. Stephen B., your host, doing the key of V. Excellence for you and me. Oh, black, beautiful, and controversy. And we got a lot to talk about today. First thing I want to talk about is obviously my local issues. I want to give a shout out to Indiana. Didn't Indiana win last night? Oh, wow. Is that the NCAA? Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, we got to give a shout out to IU and Mike Woodson. But first, let's get to a very important topic right now. We're about to go into our show, and we'll be right back with you.
Oh, yeah. Love is written.
On Wednesday, the show Controversy, Stephen B., your host, doing the key of E. Like I said, we have a lot to talk about today. One of the things I want to talk about on a local note is this. The Indiana legislature seemingly has passed a bill saying no longer is it going to be necessary to have gun permits. And, you know, the issue with that is this. I mean, already we have a rise in crime, especially homicides here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And it makes no sense to me why they would try to waver, or they are wavering, the gun permit law. I mean, it seems like we're supporting violence. And we're talking about a gun permit law is going to allow people at a very young age to carry firearms. I mean, really? What kind of sense does that make? I mean, you know, not only did several legislators on both sides of the aisle talk very strong about them, but their own Indiana superintendent, the Indiana police superintendent, the state police superintendent, spoke very, very, very against that bill on the floor of the legislature, but they didn't listen. Now, this is a man who's, you know, spending his life, you know, being in law enforcement and a police officer. I mean, really? And you're not listening? Come on. They're not only killing people, they're killing cops. You're right. They're upset about it and they're scared. So, you know, what I'm going to encourage people to do is contact the governor of the state of Indiana and tell them, don't sign that bill. Please don't sign that bill. All we need is to turn Indianapolis into the Wild Wild West, because that's exactly what it would be becoming. So, you know, you be willing to stay in Indiana, make sure you contact the governor about that. That's an issue that's going to strike a lot of homes more than you realize. And while we're talking about that, let's see. Listen, check this out.
I got a clip.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a clip we got to play for you, and we're going to further this conversation.
breaking news tonight from the Indiana State House. The Indiana Senate has passed a bill that would allow most Hoosiers to carry handguns without a permit. They voted after 3 hours of debate tonight. Now this legislation goes to Governor Holcomb's desk. Thanks for joining us tonight at 10. I'm Dan Spear.
And I'm Lindsay Eaton. Now, we've been following this bill for months. It passes despite opposition from Indiana State Police Superintendent Doug Turner.
This bill allows people 18 and up to carry handguns without a permit. It does not apply to Hoosiers with felony convictions or those who are deemed mentally unfit to have a gun. Fox 9 State House reporter Kristen Eskow is at the State House tonight with the breaking developments. Kristen?
This was the first time the permitless carry bill was ever debated on the Senate floor. Now, after 7 years of debate on the issue, it's closer than ever to becoming law.
It's the responsibility of the gun possessor to know what the law is.
Indiana senators engaged in more than 2.5 hours of debate during the final hours of session on the bill that would allow many Hoosiers to carry handguns without a permit. Both supporters and opponents addressed Indiana State Police Superintendent Doug Carter, who's spoken out against the idea as he watched from the back of the chamber.
Mr. Superintendent, I believe in you and your officers and do whatever I could to protect them.
So I'm not going to smack you in the face and say I'm not going to support you, Superintendent Carter, and all the officers who protect us every day.
The bill passed the House and was scaled back in the Senate. It then died due to a procedural issue. Now much of the House-passed legislation is included in a different bill. Democrats point out many law enforcement officers are against the measure, while Republicans note some do support it.
Keep in mind that the testimony from numerous law enforcement groups, including the Indiana State Police, the Indiana FOP, Indiana Association of Chiefs of Police,
the Sheriff's Association, your elected sheriffs, largely neutral. We had sheriffs testifying in favor of.
Under this bill, anyone currently banned from having a gun would still be banned from doing so. So that includes Hoosiers who have been deemed mentally unfit to have a gun, as well as convicted felons. Now, I recently asked Governor Eric Holcomb where he stands on the debate, but he wouldn't indicate whether he plans to sign or veto this legislation. At the State House, Kristen Eskow, Fox 59.
You know, there it is right there. You heard the words yourself. That is ridiculous. I don't care by any stretch of the imagination. Will it change? Will it change anything? Probably not. But I tell you what, if we don't do something about it and get to the governor's office and tell him we do not want this bill, we're going to have a problem. Okay, we've got to do something about that. And let's start it here in Indiana. Maybe if we start here in Indiana, we can put a firestorm through some of these other states. Like, didn't you say Georgia?
Yeah, Georgia passed the same bill. So, okay, I don't understand. I mean, they're already getting the guns anyway, so having a gun permit is not stopping anything, so I don't understand how it would make a big difference.
It's promoting gun violence, no matter how you look at it. And really, let's really think about it, man. Do you really want to give the license, basically the license to kill, to an 18-year-old and think that he's going to be mature enough to make decisions?
How is that giving you a license to kill when you can purchase a gun legally at 18?
That's true. But you still got to have a permit. And it's just another way of protecting our brand. And our brand is like, it's not about death. So, it's not about death. And in fact, I'm glad, you know what, a friend of mine just walked through the door. And I'm glad he did, because this, I'm sure he can come on to chime in on. And it's the artist Alchemy. He's been on the show before. And I know he can't stay long because we got to talk about his art show that we're working on. But come over here, because here's what we're talking about.
I mean, you can sit here.
Yeah, here's what we're talking about. I don't know if you realize it. Alchemy, the artist, very, very, very famous, especially in the Indiana area in the Midwest. He's drawing some of the most prolific paintings that we've had on walls and on walls as well as, you know, bridges and things of that nature. So honored guest here. Well, what we're talking about, Alchemy, is the Indiana legislature just recently passed a bill saying that nobody needs a gun permit anymore from the age of 18 and up. And It shocked me because, number one, you know, they've been trying to pass this for a while. Finally, they did pass it this weekend, and so the governor's just waiting for him to sign it. And there's pros and cons of both of it, but my concern is this. Is it going to keep people from using weapons? No, that's not going to happen, okay? But my thing is it's promoting gun violence as far as I am concerned, gun irresponsibility, especially at a time in Indiana where we've got a lot of homicides. I don't get it. What's your opinion? Or did you know about it?
No, I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
I have mixed feelings on it because I'm all for self-defense. I'm the type of guy that will, if anyone has guns out here, I should have one. That's the way I think.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have one at the moment because I don't have a gun permit, but now that they done made that the law, then I guess I can have one. But see, I went to prison. Violation 1935 forms.
But they did say that the exclusion to that is people that are convicted felons and people that are mentally ill are the term.
Okay, well, my convicted felony was over 50 years ago.
Right. So I don't know how that stands with you, but my whole thing is this. I mean, once again, is it going to stop violence? No.
No.
That's not going to happen. Is it going to stop guns getting into people, you know, 18 years old and younger? No. But it's promoting such behavior in the first place. And then they even had the nerve to say, one of the Indiana legislators said this. He said that they should, if they're going to have a weapon, they should have the maturity in order to know how to use it and to probably use it. Tell that to an 18-year-old. I mean, really.
The problem is that there's no correlation between it. You can't say, well, they have to have maturity, have a
right.
gun, because it's not guns that promote violence. It's immaturity.
I agree.
And irresponsibility, you know. The guys are emotional. And whether there's more guns or less guns, it's not going to change. The emotion's going to be the change. I hear the phrase gun violence, but I don't agree with the phrase because there is no gun violence. There's only people violence.
That's very true.
And it's the people that do things, they're going to do it with a rock.
Mm-hmm. But I guess one of the things that also concerns me is the psyche of people as a whole.
Yeah.
I mean, you say, well, you don't need a gun permit. Now we got a lot of Wyatt Earps out here. You know what I'm saying? And even though, once again, it doesn't stop the violence. It doesn't. That's a human thing.
Yeah.
But to me, by even passing such an act is encouraging violence because they're now saying you don't need a permit and people think that way. Not that it's probably
I understand
thinking.
What you say. I see what you're saying. That yet it's still going to come to the same thing. You got guys out here that's going to get a hold of guns and they're going to do things. How is the law going to be enforced, man? Because there's a thing here, like the guy Rittenauer, he was allowed to walk across lines with a gun when gun permit was required. He was allowed to walk down the street with a gun and then wind up killing somebody and shooting two people. But he went across state lines with it in the first place. And then he walked away. From that, saying it was self-defense.
And you know, it's funny you should bring it up because the same thing happened during Jasmine
yeah.
Park. Here's
yeah.
what happened. This guy walked over all up and down the street of Jasmine Park during that Sunday, AK-47. Mm-hmm. And the police couldn't touch him. The police could not touch him. I didn't know that at the time, okay, because you can openly carry a weapon already in the state of Indiana as far as AP. Now, the AK was not modified, so there's no harm, no foul there. But the fact was, he's walking down the street with it, and the police kind of looked out after him, but he's walking down the street with it. Then what eventually happened was that there was an altercation, and the weapon was discharged, and a person was shot over there by the Family Dollar.
Yeah.
Now, what did they expect to happen?
This is the point I was trying to allude to with Rittenauer thing.
if you're walking down the street with an AK-47, there's a provocative means involved there.
Exactly.
Whether you think it is or not.
Exactly.
Oh, he's harmless. No, you got a gun. So if you got a gun, walk out, I mean, it's one thing, a concealed weapon, you got the weapon put up, nobody sees it. But when you got AK-47, as far as I'm concerned, you're walking around looking for trouble.
Exactly.
Or that you openly challenging and having a confrontation.
I know one thing.
I would think so. First of all, you don't need a gun like that in a place where children are around anyway.
Exactly.
So I don't think that's cool. I wouldn't care if it's a gun permit allowed or if it's not. That gun should be removed.
Yep.
And it ought to be enforced to be removed.
Yep.
And the person who has it should be removed.
Yep.
Because it's a dangerous thing. It's like me going skating. And a guy coming there, and he got a gun on his, in a holster on his hip. What you going to do, escape with it? No, he going to take it off and put it in out. Why couldn't you leave it in the car?
Right.
Why are you at the skating rink with a gun on your hip?
I agree.
Look, there's a war over in Ukraine. You walking around with guns over, yes, there's a war over in Ukraine.
Right. Right.
But you ain't got no business at a concert or the park or a skating rink with an AK-47 or something, with an assault rifle.
Exactly.
You don't, no.
Well, first of all,
that mentality is messed up, and there's some emotional immaturity there.
There's no doubt. And you know what? You can't hunt with it. So, I mean, that's usually their excuse. But anyway, so now there's new non-permit law, and that means that anybody can carry weapons anytime, anywhere. Now, okay, all I'm saying is this. I may be wrong. I don't think so. But you watch the violence in Indiana, especially in Indianapolis, escalate this summer like we've never seen it before.
Yeah, man.
As soon as that bill is signed, I guarantee you there's not only going to be a rush out there of gun sales. And we're talking about, and the rush is not going to be 30 and up. It's going to be 18 and up. You mark my word. So that's
the problem is you can't govern maturity.
That's a fact. Say that again.
You cannot govern maturity.
Can I ask a question? Yeah, go ahead. So what makes you think that the violence is going to increase just because they don't have gun permits? I mean, the gun permit is not stopping them from killing each other now, so I don't understand what makes you think now violence is going to go up due to the gun permit.
Because of the mentality of the people, okay? How to put this? If you tell people that they have something for free, whether it's an event or not, I guarantee you, now they're going to be rushing, but they're going to try to get a little more for free. That's just the mentality of people. The gun permit law is not going to change, you know, the law. I mean, it's not going to change whether people get guns or not, but it's going to be a rush because now that's going to be a popular thing because that's the mentality of these people. That's all I'm saying. I may be wrong. It's good advertising. So that really upset me when I read that.
More people will have guns, and more people will feel bolder.
Exactly.
Because of the gun.
Exactly.
The gun gives a person a degree of invincibility, a degree of liberty. And it does. It's psychological because that goes with the immaturity.
Well,
you know what?
I got a question. Now, is that with this new law, because I think the government will allow you to have a concealed weapon. So with them, are they removing the concealed side of it, or they're just saying that you can have a weapon? You know how you got the permit that's concealed where you don't see it, but then you got the permit where you have to show the weapon.
Okay.
I wonder, they didn't say that part, did they?
No, there's no gun permits, period.
Concealed,
I mean, if the governor signs that bill, it doesn't make a difference whether it's concealed or not. Period. I mean, you know, that's my issue.
Yeah, that's a little nuts.
It's very nuts.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's going to be the Wild Wild West.
Oh, yeah, and it's also going to add to another cost. And this doesn't make sense to a lot of people, but I think this way. I guarantee you that nightclubs, social gathering type places in the evening, the money that they're going to have to pay security now is going to increase. No doubt in my mind. Why? And that's going to be the justification. Already, in order to pay an off-duty police officer to watch your establishment, it's $40 an hour. You do the math.
Yeah.
Now, you get three of those, okay, per hour. You're talking right now, what, $120 per hour for three people. Now, I guarantee you they're going to want more money. which is going to escalate. I mean, it's just a chain reaction to stuff, man. I'm telling you. So that's, you know, where I'm at in that subject, man. I don't know. Now, let me tell you what happened while you're here. Hey, man, this has been a rough week for me. First of all, I went to the bank machine yesterday, all to find out that all my accounts are overdrawn.
How's that?
That's a good question, because some of those purchases down there, I have no idea where they came from. Now we have determined, after talking to them, we worked on this yesterday, and Ellie is working on today. We've now determined that my accounts have been hacked.
Yeah.
And the bad part about it is I did the normal thing, filed a complaint, and this, that, and the other. But now I can't, they locked up all my credit cards. Okay. Not that, I mean, because they got me for about a grand. Plus, they overdrew all the accounts. Okay. One by $346.
Did you mention something? Did you have an account problem before?
Yeah.
Oh, so
this one's worse.
Well, okay.
This is worse. Okay.
Yeah. That was the first sign of it.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was a couple of months ago. I had to change my one bank card away. Yeah. And in talking to Elliot, and we're working on that. Oh, by the way, I can't get in, my cars won't be here for another 10 days. For 10 days, I'm running around here with financial problems. Good thing my bills are paid. But, you know, once again, Elliot is going to come through and we'll get it straight. But I just want to warn people. And one of the things that Elliot said to me was, and you know he's in that financial thing, is the hacking war has begun.
Yeah.
Because he said, listen, man, the cyber war from Russia and China has begun. And he said the funny part about it is nobody listened when the warning shot was fired a year ago, okay, about Russian interfering in our and getting more better at this cyber attack. You know, it's just like, and here's what people don't understand, like, and I want to share this with you. I want to hear what your opinion is. When we defeated Japan during World War II, here's a couple of things that happened. Number one, they could not have a military, especially a navy. Everything was geared at punishing Japan. So what did Japan come back and do?
Mm-hmm.
Sold a bunch of toys.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, became...
They went underground.
And
so to speak.
And the United States is still paying for it today.
Underground technology.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, you know, this cyber thing is, you know,
or
just
technologically underground.
Right.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, we haven't been very smart. We've been looking at the wrong things in this country. Okay. We've been looking at stuff like, well, it's the oil. Well, okay, that's all well and fine with the oil, but there's nothing more ruthless, man, than cyber attack, because it comes so many directions, man. And we should have been prepared for. So just want to share that. So my unfortunate
ecological ninja warfare.
Yes. But by the way, what are you working on now?
You know, I'm working on alphabet series. You know, that I'm got blinders on with that. Yep.
Book of life. How many years have you been doing that? Are working on the alphabet series?
That alphabet series, 30 years now.
And yeah. What
Rock me 30 years.
What drove you to do
that? Oh, man, dreams. I was having dreams. I was having dreams about the alphabets. I was having dreams about numbers. I was having dreams about how they relate. And I would wake up and see revelations of the dreams, that they were true. And I started going a little deeper. I thought I was going crazy. Because everything around me started unfolding and becoming a lie. And I was seeing the truth in everything. And the truth is that the book of life is in our head. And it's an alphanumerical system called the alphabets and the numbers. As everything is ruled by numbers, and the alphabets are numerical frequencies. And frequencies are moving up sound. And sound is the solidity or the oneness of everything. So,
wow. You know what? We're going to take a pause for the cause and we'll get back to the commercials. And let's explore that, if you don't mind, some more, because I don't think that people are really, what's the word? I think people are afraid, okay, to really understand the truth and how it can be revealed to you. So, you know, you've chosen an interesting medium to do that. I mean, people do a lot of writing, but people don't do a lot of drawing, you know. And when I say a lot of drawing, drawing out their dreams as you've done. So let's talk about that when we get back. We're taking a pause for the call.
Next to you. brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Right on.
Simply cause our hair is long.
Oh, you know we've got to find a way.
Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me for brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on. Right on.
There's always a chance to grow from the struggle, from the pain, from the realness. Here's my story. Lord, Lord.
Hey world, yeah, I know it's been a while. Thought I'd come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see, this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can, 'cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am, and please accept me for what I do, 'cause there's no me without you. And all I wanna be is truth. Alright. And all I wanna be is truth. Apologies if I ever let you down. So much didn't happen that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home, held my sister as a child. Kinda hurt me cause I could have my own now. I lost my baby, damn it's really getting home now. I just had to learn. It's just me.
Welcome back to Controversy on a Wednesday. Stephen B., your host. Doing the key of E, that means excellence for you and me. And we're gonna finish our conversation with Alchemy before I go to some commercial things. Alchemy, you were talking about the relationships with the numbers and the letters and the whole thing. Can you explain that a little more?
Yeah, you was asking me what why did I do them. The thing was is that, you know the old saying, the picture says more than 1,000 words. And plus I was seeing... I was having visions of the letters. When I say vision of the letters, I mean visions of the operation because, you know, life is about operation, not words, okay? They say in beginning was the word, but what they mean is in beginning was the vibration, which is an operation, not talk, okay? And see, thing was, I was seeing the correlation of how everything vibes, so to speak, how they operate. And when things operate, one thing moves something else. Things are not random, okay? And when you have solid space, one particle moves another, and there comes the law of cause and effect. And that's what I was dealing with. In my mind, I said, what's the cause of this? What's the effect of that? And see, these are things that we don't pay attention to. We don't pay attention to cause and effect. We think things are random. Nothing is random. Absolutely nothing is random. If it was, you and I could not sit here and have a conversation.
Correct.
You see, because my vocal cords move the solid space. The solid space vibrates, reaches your ear, beats that drum, hits that tympanic membrane, sends a sound, that movement up your head. And then you see light in there. You know, sound, vibration. Vibration moves, produces, vibration is moving a sound, and vibration produces light. That's why they say in the beginning was the word was God, and God said let there, and the word was God, and God said let there be light.
So
that's
so,
all they're talking about. Great operation divine is God, G-O-D.
Right. So connecting that to art, how make the connection from that to art?
Okay, here's simple. Let's take your conscious mind. The name of your conscious mind is I. Then I is current in Ohm's law, the flow of electricity. And what is electricity? The light of the world. I know what people think. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. No, electricity is the light of the world. Electricity is in your atoms, they're in your molecules, they're everywhere. We're talking about electrons. We're talking about neutrons. Okay? Positive charge in a negative field.
Now,
and whenever you get through with it, we're dealing with electricity.
Now, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I understand.
You could not have this in a random empty space.
But you know what? I understand what you're saying. But you know what? Some, let's see, what's the word I want to use? Religious, holier than thou person is going to sit there and say, did you hear what he just said?
Okay.
He said Jesus Christ wasn't the light. They're missing the whole point.
Missing the whole point. They're my whole point. Like I just said, the name of your conscious mind is I. Well, it says in your scriptures, it says, he said, what is your name, God? What did I tell them when they asked me, what is your name? He said, I am that I am. He means that I am, that I am, that I am.
Correct. Correct.
Okay? When he said, and there's another phrase, I and the Father are one. They're talking about the I in you. They're not talking about the flesh. Do not worship the man beast who's been made in the image of the first beast.
And that's why I say
it's the flesh of a man. That's what they're talking about. Don't worship the flesh.
Right. And that's why I always use the God within concept.
Oh man.
Because you know, if God isn't what he creates,
yes,
that's what they say. And therefore, there's God in every one of us. And one needs to rely on the God within, rather than the so-called God
well,
without.
How could God be an alien across outer space somewhere for you to find?
Exactly.
If you're alive and you're well and you're operating, then the essence of you has to be that great operation divine known as God.
Right.
Or unknown as God.
Right.
You know, these things cannot be alien and separate. You know, we are taught that God is separate and we have to find God. No, you are God doing the looking for self. That's why they tell you know thyself. See, you are a spiritual being, or rather God, having a human experience. It's not no other way.
Correct, correct. I think what we need to do is give him a show.
I agree. We got an opening on Sunday morning and Sunday evening. Let me know.
I love it.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that God is within. When you say we are built in the image of God. But some people, you will say that to, and they will lose their mind. I'm not a God. They will lose their mind.
And that's the essence of all the foolishness of all these different religions arguing with each other.
That's right.
And it's proof that they know God. Not. They know not God. If they knew God, they would be able to see God in each other's eyes, especially in the eyes of a child. Man, you can see God. If you a good person, you can even see God in the eyes of a dog.
You know, the funny part about it is, if you remember years ago, you and I were having a conversation, and we were talking about somebody making the statement, you don't see God. Yeah, you do. There's the trees.
Yeah.
There's the, I mean.
The operation of God is the most obvious thing, but
exactly.
you don't see it because you're blind.
Exactly. It's not a matter that it doesn't exist. It's a matter that you
don't see. If you're blind, you cannot see, period.
That's unfortunate. You know, it's not unfortunate. Yes, it is. Unfortunately, people run away from the truth. They really do. I mean, they're frightened of it.
Yeah.
You know, and the strange part about it is, what they don't understand is, truth is something that is not debatable, okay?
Yeah, it really isn't.
It's not debatable at all. Now, people say, well, wait a minute now. His truth and my truth might be different. There is no such thing as his truth
That's
and my
right.
truth.
That's
truth
right.
is truth, okay? And it's just like painting a picture, you know? I mean, what you see is a matter of truth. Why? Because number one, you cannot deny something that exists right in front of you. People do it every day, though. People do it every day. And let me ask you this as an art question. I hear people say, "Well, that's bad art, but it's good art." What's your opinion to that?
I'm gonna say this. I hear the saying, "There's good and there's bad and everything," and yes and no. Mainly bad is in what man does. In nature, there's good. There's simply the operation, and all things that operate in nature operate towards the good, whether you think so or not.
Right.
Everything is a change and a metamorphosis, though sometimes you may be in the way of a change or metamorphosis. Like, you know, you could be in the way of avalanche. That's not good for you, but in nature, it's a good thing.
But let me ask you a question. That's interesting, and the facts are going to be a little jumbled. But there was a famous artist, and if I remember correctly, she was a lady. I want to say Grandma Moses, maybe not. But anyway, she drew stick pictures,
uh-huh.
basically. And that was considered great art. Now, children draw these stick pictures, and they look at it and says, well, it's a child's drawing. It's not necessarily art.
I understand what you're saying. See, a lot of this has to do with popularity and the people in position to make certain decisions on things. That's like your girl, what's her name? I can't think of her name. But Roseanne Barr was the other chick. She found some guy that threw artwork together, and she bought a picture from him, got on TV and bragged that she paid $25,000 for this piece. So as a result, people ran to flock to that guy's artwork. His artwork truly was meaningless and really wasn't much artwork at all.
And
there is a difference. I know people like to say, well, What is artwork? Well, just being creative is not necessarily artwork.
Yeah, yeah, and that's funny because I'm one of these people that I love art, and you know I do. Mm-hmm. But I'm one of these people that when Andy Warhol became famous drawing Campbell's soup cans or whatever it was, and I looked at it and I thought, wait a minute, are you serious? I mean, that's art? I mean, looks like a bunch of reproduction to me of the same thing.
Andy Warhol was really a graphic designer.
I didn't know that.
That's Campbell's. Campbell's graphic designer. He wasn't much of an artist. He really wasn't. I don't care. Picasso wasn't either. Picasso was more of an artist than he was. But these guys they specialize in copying things.
Exactly.
Okay.
But Picasso too.
Picasso copied Efren Scala artwork, and he was miserable. miserable.
Really, really.
He even said that he wasn't much of an artist.
Really, that's it.
But the popularity, people. He had the complexion for protection, and you know, this is the way things go. We tend to glorify things that we don't, but there are certain people who are in power, and it's their best interest to glorify this guy, especially if they have his artwork and they make him famous and his artwork becomes famous. But this is what a lot of our people need to realize and do with the artists that we have.
Man, I don't
see. See, I'll give you an example of what true art is. Remember Tupac got on, and I say this, and I allude to this. So Tupac got on the show with Dolores Poindexter and told her that she was wrong about influence of the children. And she was trying to say to the babies, y'all, the art is corrupting the children. Tupac said, no, it's not the art. It's life itself. You see, art imitates life. Life don't imitate art. Tupac was wrong. True art does not imitate life. It changes life. It creates things that makes life imitate it. As everything in this room is a reproduction of artwork, true artwork.
Really?
Not abstract, random, do-nothing artwork. So if it was do-something artwork, it would go on to do something in life that's tangible and operational, because that's what art does. Life imitates art, not the other way around. If anybody thinks otherwise, you're foolish.
Let me ask you this question. Got to pay some bills. Michelangelo, what do you think about him as an artist?
Well, I mean, it's obvious. It's obvious. And they give him praise and rave over him because they know what he was.
Pedophile.
Well, he ain't talking about that. We're talking about his artwork. I ain't getting in what his preference was in his sexual life. Yeah. I ain't getting in that.
King
James was a pedophile too.
Who made
and it was his Bible. I ain't dang what I'm talking about. I'm not praising Michelangelo one way or the other. He was a great artist. His skill was exemplary. You know, all his work was left around and they give praise for his artwork because they know what he was in the art world, but then they flip the script when you come to somebody like Picasso and they change it into something else. And like Picasso was building and making something, no, he wasn't.
He wasn't.
Why in the art world that artists become more famous, or their art becomes more famous once they pass away?
Because it's not produced anymore and people have it. They need them to be famous because the person's not there anymore and they have the artwork. It's no longer in the artist's hand. The artist should be famous and give praise before he die also. Ain't nothing wrong with him being praised after.
Is there a way that their art can be, you know, kind of like in a trust or something, so make sure that their family, whatever, gets proceeds from that? Because, you know, a lot of artists
How can you do it if the artist has the artwork still and his family has it? Yes.
Right.
But if somebody already purchased it and it's gone, it's gone.
Right.
See, and it's to the person who has his benefit. I had a guy tell me, a guy stole a picture from me and had enough to tell me, say he's going to have something of mine when I die. Hmm.
Wow. Now, go figure. That's strong. It's greed. Well, once again, you're at the show on a Wednesday Controversy. We're talking to Alchemy the Artist. Pay a couple of bills, and in fact, I'm kind of changing the whole script of my show today, but that's okay. It's pretty interesting. Business owners that want to get the word out about your business, you can become a sponsor of my show Controversy. That's on Monday and Wednesday.
Yes.
From 10 to 12 right now. Right now. Anyway. It's only going to cost you $133 per month, and I'll give you a shout-out all through the show and advertise your business. So don't forget, business owners, if you want to get the word out, this is the place to be. Controversy, your business can become a sponsor of this show. It's only going to cost you $133 per month. So, you know, check that out, guys, especially y'all that you're trying to get your product sold and get the word out about your business. This is something you need to do. The phone number is 847-232-9368. That's number four after that. That's once again 847-232-9368. And push the code number four, take you directly to us so we can get that taken care of for you. Don't forget, let's put your business out there. By you helping us, we're going to help you. Don't also forget about our chief sponsor for our station right now, Yowza Network, which is Digital Guard. Digital Guard is one heck of a serious security company. The times we need that we're living in, we need security. That without a shadow of a doubt. Technology, unbelievable. And they will consult with you for free. That number that you need to call in about Digital Guard is 51 You want to contact Digital Guard at www.preventbusinesscrime.com for your business and www.preventhomecrime.com. For your home. And you need to check that company out because it's something new just for you. Also, the lineup, a radio lineup for YowzaRadio.com, my show Controversy Monday and Wednesday from 10 to 12 p.m. Come and check that out. And also, moving forward, that's Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Your host, Dwayne Abernathy. And don't forget, Talk with Tana, my girl. It's on Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m., hosted by Tana B. And also, we got one other thing to tell you. Every show, starting, I guess, next week. Oh, it's starting out? Every show, the last half an hour from 11:30 to 12 o'clock, you call us, and you got 30 seconds to give a shout-out about your business, whatever your business may be. And I ain't telling you what my business may be, but that's between you, me and the master. But anyway, that's YowzaRadio.com. That's the Buzz, the Biz shout-out line. That phone number is 515-605-9800. That's 11:30 to 12 every day, Monday through Thursday. And you have 30 seconds to pitch your shit, you know, talk about your business. So I think it's a hip program. You know, hey, that's how you get the free word out. So also, our TV lineup, the new episode at Sunday, Culture Kings on the SIB TV channel. You got to check that out. These brothers will talk about some things that are very important and relevant to you and me, and they give the straight talk. Dynamically different from the areas of background, but joining one thing, telling the truth. So you got to check that out. That's Sunday, Culture Kings on the SIB TV channel. And Wednesday, Pep and Snap is on the One God Check TV channel. You want to check that out as well. And also on Saturday, Yowza Radio Raw on the Yowza Radio Raw channel. We're here talking to Alchemy. Two other things I want to mention, and then get back to our conversation. I want to find your opinion. Do you hear the clip of the vice president at all? I want you to hear this, Alchemy, and let's comment on this because this is kind of important. I think it's important.
The issue of providing military aid to Ukraine. United States, interestingly, has rejected Poland's surprise move to send fighter jets to Ukraine via an American airbase in Germany. America has now deployed two air defense units to Poland to bolster its own air defense systems. But the Pentagon officials have confirmed that the United States has sent two Patriot surface-to-air missile batteries, which have been repositioned from Germany to Poland, adding the move has been undertaken to help secure the NATO military alliance territory against any potential Russian threat, and it has been undertaken after Poland's invitation. We're talking of Patriot missiles that have now been stationed on Polish territory here. Now, the American Army's Patriot surface-to-air missile defense system is capable of countering and destroying not just enemy fighter jets, but also ballistic and cruise missiles. The Pentagon official did not confirm the area where the batteries have now been posted, but has assured that the missiles are being sent only as a defense deployment against possible Russian aggression. The Pentagon has refrained from...
We want the guys that are smart, willing to work hard, have goals, and are ready to achieve them.
Well, Vice President Kamala Harris heading to Eastern Europe, first stop Poland, on a mission to reinforce Western unity among the Russian invasion. But as White House correspondent Allison Harris tells us, the VP's trip comes at the same time a U.S. ally is catching the administration off guard, Allison.
Yeah, good evening. The Vice President landed in Warsaw, Poland, stepping off the plane moments ago. She's there to continue to shore up strength among NATO allies and also thank Poland for taking in the thousands of Ukrainians who are fleeing their country. But this comes at a really interesting time as the U.S. has been blindsided by Poland's public announcement that it wants to send fighter jets to Ukraine via a U.S. military base in Germany. The Pentagon saying today, just moments ago at a press briefing, that this is too high risk, and it would oppose any plan for a NATO nation to send fighter jets to Ukraine.
The intelligence community has assessed that the transfer of MiG-21s to Ukraine may be mistaken as escalatory and could result in a significant Russian reaction that might increase the prospects of a military escalation with NATO.
Secretary Antony Blinken is also addressing Poland's proposal in a press conference this afternoon, saying that he would want to make sure the planes were transferred to Ukraine in the right way, but not expanding on exactly what he means by that. Blinken and his British counterpart today calling for more countries to join the U.S., the U.K., and the European Union in imposing severe sanctions.
Well, first of all, let me share this with you about the criticism of the vice president going overseas or going to Poland. And, you know, it doesn't make a difference of what this lady does. I mean, whether she's smart or not, it just doesn't make a difference because the far right is going to criticize her regardless. And a classic example, during her speech in Poland, she made a mistake and she giggled about it. Okay. It wasn't a nasty mistake or anything like that. I think she was mentioning a town and she mentioned the wrong name of the town. And she giggled about it, and they jumped all over her because she's not being serious. First of all, let's have an understanding. The vice president of the United States, I don't care if it's Kamala Harris, myself, whoever, you only got two jobs. That's to go to funerals and go and talk on behalf of the president. That's your job. Secondly, criticize her for doing her job doesn't make any sense to me. Now, with that being said, was it necessary to send the vice president over to Ukraine? I don't know whether it was necessary or not. Here's what I do know, okay, is this. For some reason, the United States and Russia are playing games with people's lives that make no sense whatsoever. It's all about land. It has nothing to do with politics or somebody having weapons of mass destruction or none of that. It's all about money. It's all about land. And everybody knows that Russia and Putin have been the biggest land grabbers in the world, always have been. So there's nothing new here. And this crap about, and here's the ironic thing about it. Did you hear what kind of jets they're sending over there? Did you hear that? MiG jets. That's a Russian jet. First of all, where does the United States have, or where are they stashing these Russian jets? That's the first thing, why we got them. Okay, those are Russian fighter jets that we're going to give to Ukraine to fight Russia. I'd be pissed, number one. First of all, I want to find out where you got the weapons. But secondly, I'd be real pissed because now you're going to take my own weapons and use them against me? Really? This is the war we're in. This is not the war you think it is. That's my opinion. What do you think?
I'm impartial on this whole thing. For me... It makes sense, and I could care less about either side of what All I care about is the women and children that it affects.
Exactly.
Because when you drop a bomb down on a place, if you can only have a camera on and follow it down, it don't follow down hitting the guilty parties. It follows down and it dismains and disorients the lives of women and children mainly.
Right.
They are the main victims of war.
Right. And you know, the fascinating thing about it is this. You're sitting there watching these bombs drop.
Yeah, you're like
that
some
you
type
know
of immaculate.
And you know it's dropping on innocent people, especially did they hit a children's hospital the other day?
It brings me to tears.
I mean, really?
It breaks my heart.
This is the part I don't understand about this war. The part I don't understand about this war, it seems like it's an offensive war. I haven't, like when they show the wars
exactly.
in the Middle East, I haven't heard no gun battle or them shooting back or fighting back the Russians. That's the part I haven't heard
well,
yet.
Well,
there's no attack on Russia.
Well, now
that's
right.
what I'm saying. I don't hear no defense
no
against
Russia.
But
people are under attack. All right,
well, so they're not. So I don't see how they call this a war because they're not defending themselves against Russia.
Wait. That's not necessarily true. Because this is no kidding, and this is what Russia does not want to get out and get all the sanctions and crap. More people, more Russians, soldiers, have been killed in Afghanistan.
What, in the past couple of weeks?
Yeah.
So they are fighting back against Russia.
Yeah.
They just
I've heard about Afghanistan. What's going on over there?
Let me tell you the other part. If Russia is strong as they say, why are they recruiting people from different countries to help their war effort? Because they don't have the manpower, apparently, that they thought
they
had.
Not.
So
Russia is not one of the biggest militaries in the world.
No.
They're not much bigger than Ukraine.
No.
They really have a small military.
And their partner, China,
yeah.
you notice,
ooh.
China's like, dude.
China's off the chain with their military.
Yeah. And
well,
they got a million.
They got over a million soldiers.
Yeah.
Almost two million.
But here's the strange part about this. China, who has always been one of the biggest supporters of Russia mm-hmm. and communism, mm-hmm. China's like, dude, what are you doing? No, we're not sending any Chinese troops over there to help you out. And by the way, we need to talk about this. That tells me that China ain't for this either, even though China, you know, we're all gone. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So once again, the bottom line is, people, wake up. This is not a war of principle. It's not a war of ideology. It's a war about money and land, period.
Yeah.
Ain't period.
That what all war is about?
Pretty much.
Yeah, but
this was I got a question. I thought Ukrainians were Russian.
Guys of religion, but yeah.
No.
Ukrainians, they used to be part of the USSR.
Right.
But they don't make them Russians, though, right? They cousins, right?
Well, it's just like the United States. I mean, I'm from Indiana, and you might be from Kentucky, but we're all Americans. You follow me? That part.
Yeah.
But what happened was when it broke up, the USSR, they broke it up and made them independent countries, not necessarily states. So, no, Ukraine is...
This war is kind of like if the United States decided to invade Canada.
Yeah, right.
There's so many words.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you notice there's one word you have not heard?
What?
The Geneva Convention. Okay, the guys that make the laws of war, if there is such a thing, they haven't said crap. And the reason why they haven't said crap is because they know darn good and well, according to their own laws in the Geneva Convention, everybody's violated, especially when you're talking about killing kids. So
yeah, man.
So
and people overlook the fact that we're on the nuclear threshold.
Yeah,
any given move and the world is over.
Yeah, but you know what, though?
As we know
I unlike a lot of people, I think that this is a lot of posturing. I don't think that Putin even would want to use nuclear weapons.
Yeah, he threatened it, but yeah.
That's going to be, well, first of all.
That threatened it, though, is.
Well, you got a point. You got a point. You got a definite point. Once again, you're a controversy show for me and you. You know, sometimes you guys, and I'm trying to figure out how I can juggle this around so we get later hours, but the call number is 515-605-9800. And now, I'm going to scam alert at the end of the show like I always do. So you got to let me know like about 11 o'clock. What time? About the scam alert. Okay. Check this out. Also, let me share with you that right now we're working on an art show, special art show that Alchemy is going to do. We're working on some details now. Right now we're looking at the first of May, or the middle of May, I'm sorry. But this is going to be a very unique art show. We want to invite you to it once all the arrangements are made. So within the next week, you'll be hearing more about it. And it's going to be kind of exciting. It's for me, it's exciting because I get a chance to do it. But it's going to be a little different. I think you're going to enjoy the philosophy that's going to be expelled that evening. And also, you'll enjoy the artwork. It's just simply beautiful. So we really appreciate that. Now, insane world of sports. Well, all I can say is this. Tom Brady, you my man, I guess, because this is the second time you retired. You're making mega bucks. We know you're not doing it for the money. That's for damn sure, because you got more than you ever spent.
Right.
You're married to one of the most fascinating females on the planet. Got a wonderful family. You got to do it for the love of the game. I just don't understand why. I mean, what do you...
There's no explanation why he's coming back. I mean, what else can you do, bro? You didn't been to Super Bowl a bunch
seven,
of times. You got
seven,
a bunch of rings.
Seven Super Bowls.
All thing I can say is he got a mission to get hurt.
I guess. But,
you know, he's kind of like that. I don't know if he's becoming a punch drunk boxer. You know, like that boxer just don't know when to quit, or he must got something missing in his life and he ain't figured it out yet, because there's no reason for him to come back.
Yeah. Well. So be it. And all my predictions for the quarterback shuffle have been absolutely crazy wrong, and I'm still shocked.
Yeah, so wrong.
Hey, the biggest shock to me is Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson going to Denver.
That's the biggest shock to me.
Me too, because Aaron Rodgers was supposed to be going to Denver.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of strange. And what about, what's the guy's name that going to Cleveland?
I don't know. Deshaun Watson maybe be going to Cleveland, yeah.
You know about the Watson situation? Alchemy, check this out. Phenomenal football player. I mean, this kid is the bomb. Okay, and they know the quarterback. Hey, man, he got hit with some sexual assault charges. So he was suspended by the NFL. Now, you hear something crazy? Even the prosecutor thinks this is a bullshit case.
Yeah, well, what happened was he asked for a trade from Houston, and Houston got pissed off. So all of a sudden, these sexual allegations come out about him. He was getting massages, personal massages. They were saying that he was forcing the females to touch his private parts and stuff like that. But nobody said anything about this, so he asked for a trade. So instead of them trading him, they just pretty much didn't suspend him or nothing, just didn't play him for one whole year.
Yeah, let's remember. And now the case is still pending.
They changed to a civil case now. No criminal,
right,
just
right.
Civil now.
So the prosecutor told him straight out, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't happening. So now they changed over to a civil case, and the NFL now still has not made a decision on whether to let this boy play football. So at any rate, Cleveland are going to sign him, I guess.
Yeah.
And take the chance that maybe he's going to spit out another year. But one of the things that he brings up is, once again, the slave market mentality. What do you call the NFL?
The slave trade.
Yeah, I call it Negro police. Negro police.
So when we going to get into the pimp game, you know, the March pimp game started yesterday. We're going to talk about March Madness.
March pimp game?
Yeah, the pimp game. Because college sports is the pimp game. The athletes is the whole, and the universities are the pimps. We're going to get into the pimp game.
It's one thing we know about the pimp game, that the NCAA tournament brings out in some outrageous figure like $50 million.
Billion.
Yeah, they get a bunch of money. I don't know what to say about the NCAA. I'm very proud that Mike Woodson, came home to Indiana and turned that program around and got them into the NCAA final. And that's the first time since what?
The NCAA tournament, not the finals.
The tournament. But what's the first? What, they haven't been there since 14, right?
16.
Yeah, so that's a long time. So I want to give a shout-out to Mike. But
now he's from Indianapolis.
Yes, he went to Bravo High School. In fact, he's married to my sister's best friend.
Really? Now, did he used to coach in the NBA also?
Absolutely. Been a winning coach everywhere he went. He coached New York. He coached Atlanta.
Atlanta. And they fired him. They went to the playoffs in Atlanta and fired him. Okay, now, because, see, I always get him mixed up with the other guy who was the coach for Cleveland.
And let me tell you about a real brother. Check this out. Bill Smith was a coach of Broadway High School, who Alchemy, you knew very well as well. Bill Smith.
Yeah.
Do you know that when Mike Woodson first went to the pros, he took Bill Smith with him. Bill Smith, assistant coach Mike Woodson in Atlanta and New York, and he coached with Mike until he died. And I thought that was really, you know, heavy that the teacher, brought the student to become the teacher, followed him throughout his career, and I thought that was wonderful. And Bill's cool dude, real cool.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, but real.
Second that one.
Yeah, real brother. But yeah, Mike. Cool and real. Mike came back home, and you know it's where it all began. So he's back and got IU back to where they're at. And Bobby Knight loves his dirty draws, if you can imagine that.
So I got a question. Do you think that I don't know about the sports gambling thing. Can they bet on college sports too, or only professional sports?
They can bet on college sports.
So they can take place bets on March Madness on the tournament.
Oh yeah, they do. They'll do it online.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, absolutely. They not only that, hell, they got special tip books, those box tip books and stuff that we can bet on the game.
So could a parent of us? So is it unethical if a parent bets on their, say, if their child was playing in the tournament? Is it unethical if the parent bet on the child's team? Can they do that? I know the player can't, but could a parent?
I don't know. I would think so.
I would imagine they could.
Because it has nothing to do with the player itself.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's a good question. We can find that out.
Yeah.
But anyway, and the other thing about March Madness, which is increasing this whole hysteria about March Madness, is this. I don't know if you knew this, right, but now the college players control their image. You know, before, the T-shirt and stuff, and you know that was a school.
I got you.
You couldn't use your face or your brand advertisement. This is the first year.
This is the first year,
right? Yeah. First year, man. That they can, the players can get paid for using their image.
I like that too.
Yeah,
that's their image.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I'm sure that makes the Simon family very happy too, because they see old Logo 7 who print all these shirts and all this crap anyway. So once again, Indianapolis. But anyway, yeah, so now they're basically being paid. And they should, because I'm telling you, man, just going to college, period, is a bitch. But to sit there and have to play basketball and football, do that travel, still keep up with your studies, and you get nothing for it, that made no sense.
Right, it doesn't.
And you know,
while other people get something for it.
Yeah, and you know, the Olympics now are being paid.
They are?
Oh yeah, they've been getting paid. They get, I think, the gold medal.
They should.
Yeah, they get $6,000 for the gold medal, $2,500, and whatever bronze medal. But once again, though, they control their image. Okay. So yeah, but they've been getting paid for a while because everybody else was getting paid. I mean, Russ was paying their athletes.
Yeah.
Cuba took care of Stevenson like he was a king. You know, I'm going to ask you this question before I get back to sports. You think Stevenson could have beat Ali?
No.
Who's Stevenson?
No, I really don't.
What was his name? Alonzo?
He was too. Ali would have been like water compared to him.
Yeah.
He wasn't fluid enough to beat Ali.
He was a great fighter, but.
He was a good fighter.
Yeah.
He could have became champion, though.
I think so, too. At the time, Cuba, they wouldn't let Cuba box.
Yeah, he could have became champion. I think he came a little bit after Ali, didn't he? He wasn't there, you know, he came after Ali. Because he's in there with Spinks.
Right.
Yeah, he became champion.
Yeah, and he fought for a long time, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he fought damn near to be a grandfather.
I think he was champ material. He wouldn't have beat Ali, though.
Back to the football. Oh, Wait a minute, basketball. What's up with the Lakers? Man, listen, LeBron James scored 6 points the other day, and that was great. But they're 500 below. They're below 500.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. In fact, they may not make it. Looks like they may not make it to the playoffs. Believe me, they're shaking it up, man. They got rid of Westbrook. They're shaking up L.A.
They got rid of Westbrook already?
Yeah, he's history.
Where are you going?
Hell, I don't know. I can't remember.
I didn't know they got rid of
him. I'm pretty sure they got rid of him this weekend. But, man, they making some big trades, man, because they ain't got no choice. But they're not making it, though.
Westbrook, high scorer, ain't he?
Yeah,
there's a problem between no defense. Yeah, right now. But that whole team, man, is they're in trouble, and it looks like that they might as well just give Steph Curry and them the trophy.
So I was watching, they got a new TV show on HBO about the Lakers and Dr. Buss when he bought the Lakers and brought in Magic. I'm going to tell you what's so interesting, though. I was watching it, right? I don't know if they still do this now, but back then, these big, rich, super dudes who own the teams or whatever, they used to flip a coin to decide the destiny of a player.
You hear something worse than that?
You hear something that's worse? Power.
Hey, like we did when we was kids.
Wait a minute.
Only we decided.
Wait a minute. You hear something worse than that?
What?
For years, Marcus Square Arena was owned by Dr. Jerry Buss.
Really?
Yeah, the owner of the Lakers. Now, let's figure out why the Lakers would come here and kick Indiana's ass every time they came here and played.
So he used to own Marcus Square Arena?
Absolutely.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So, I mean, that's a conflict of interest, I guess. Not in the NBA, apparently, but yeah, no shit.
Yeah, it's crazy, too, because he was the part that I'm getting so far, he was very eccentric dude, and he practically lived inside the Playboy Mansion.
Who, Dr. Jerry Buss?
Yes.
That's not true.
No, it is true. It was part of it. They showed it.
Nah.
Yes. He said he had personal keys to Hef's house.
Damn.
He lived at the Playboy Mansion.
Me, because they brought out this, they got this thing out about.
We talked about it.
About Kobe and the secrets of that Playboy Mansion. Jim Brown, all with the secrets of the Playboy Mansion. I said, wait a minute. Well, where are the white guys at?
None of the white. Yeah, they didn't talk. Only white guy they talk.
Black folks ran, like
right.
Come on, man. Negroes ran the Playboy Mansion.
Right. They talked about Cosby. They talked about Cosby, Dick Gregory, Jim Brown. Who else they call out? Malcolm X. But they talking about the white boys.
Let's kick mud on the black guys.
Right.
Like I said, complexion for protection.
They even talked about which boy that was Soul Train.
Don Cornelius.
They said Don Cornelius would kidnap women and
handcuff
and beat them up. But it's the fact that they didn't talk about, like you said, they don't talk about the white boys.
Where the white guys at? Well, I'm not going to tell everybody. If you don't tell the whole thing, don't tell it at all.
That's so true. But let me ask you a question. I was just thinking when he said something about it. The NBA is made up of, I would say, 75% of the players are of color. Right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Like football. Yeah.
Why is it that we only have one black owner? It's Michael Jordan. In all these years.
Because we not demanding us to have ownership.
Now, do you want to hear the answer that I got the other day?
What was the answer?
Because Michael Jordan is a billionaire, so therefore he can afford the team. Here's the issue.
That's horrible.
They're 100% correct that he can definitely afford the team. There's no doubt about it. He can just buy a team. The problem is that the NFL.
NFL or NBA?
Excuse me. The NBA, just like the NFL, is a very close monopoly social club.
It's a social club. That's what they showed on that show with the Lakers. All my homeboys
owned by guys who were not billionaires before they owned it.
Exactly.
If they did not want Michael Jordan.
I got a question, though.
They did not want Michael Jordan to own that team.
Yeah.
I
got a question, though. But is that a problem?
No, it's not a problem.
Say, for instance, us three right here decided to create our own social club called, I don't know, the art group. Us three.
I'm with you when you're right.
Okay.
I know what you're saying.
And we got
$1,000 a piece. We started with $3,000. And then we start created this thing, and it starts to grow and grow. Then we're like, you know, we're going to add one more of our buddies.
Now, wait.
You know, one of our buddies.
Now, let's answer that question this way.
Okay.
When this pandemic money came out, we were spending like what?
Okay.
You know what some of our foreign brothers
did? Writers.
Did you know what some of our foreign brothers did? They put their money together and down the cab.
They were supposed to, because listen for a second. Look, on one of my shows, I talked about that. I said to them, this money was called stimulus money. You're supposed to take that money and stimulate something, not spend it. They were supposed to take that money and invest
it. That stimulates.
Yeah, the economy, but the thing
else.
Is, but they, you see what I'm saying?
But
we supposed you're supposed to all came together collectively, $10,000, and created something.
We're here some sadder than that, though.
What's that?
Sadder than that is the fact that we have nothing to show for it, period. And I tell you something else.
No, we don't. We spent the money.
I tell you something else that's sadder about the fact. I don't care what culture you live in, whether it's the Jewish culture, the Hispanic culture, the African culture, doesn't make a difference. Those people will get together, okay? They don't have to like each other, but they know how to do business together. We got to make it personal when business is business and personal is personal.
Hey, a good example what you summed up. I read, saw it on the news where your boy Wilson, the football quarterback.
Oh, Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson spent over a million dollars a year keep his body looking good. They talking about, yeah, he's good. Okay, he's in good shape. And, man, that's praising him for spending $1 million a year to have his body in shape. I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. You spend $1 million a year to keep your body in shape. You sound like a damn fool. Because where are you doing it at? You going to gyms. Like a whole bunch of guys are going to gyms. But none of them own the gym.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right. That makes no sense.
You spend $1 million a year to keep your – you spend.
They could have bought some gyms.
Come on, man.
Exactly.
It's the same as Mayweather buying all these multi-million dollar cars. But when I met him, he tried to send a little reefer selling boy to come and give me some money. I told him, take the money, you're going somewhere. And I kept my pitch and brought it home. Look, man, we have to, we think in retarded ways. It's a consumeritis that allows us, and we pat ourselves on the back going and buying this thing and bragging about what we paid for it, but you don't own and produce anything.
That is so stupid. Mm-hmm. You're right. We brag about, oh, I paid
$1,500
for that. You're an idiot. Yeah,
and
you're
I
right.
I just said art creates everything, makes everything in the world, but here the brother won't even support an artist, but you'll pay $3 million for an automobile that's a reproduction of artwork, and as soon as he bragged about paying $25 million for a watch. Say you sell the watch and it's $250. It's a 10% fee. I mean, for you selling it, commission. So when you take that commission, you take it off the sale of the watch. So when you walk out of there, it's worth less than $25,250,000 less. So the watch is worth less.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Now, but you say, oh no, I paid $25 million for this. Yes, but if you take the watch now for what it's worth, you lose the $250,000 at least. So therefore, it's worth less than $250,000. If you put that on an even board, you $250,000 in the hole.
We
the watch is worthless.
We hustle backwards.
Now,
okay?
can I ask another question, Steve?
Yeah.
Can we circle back to that one thing, though? Is once again, if you and your peers or your friends created your own social club, is it wrong for you to dictate who become a member of your club?
Absolutely not.
So why do we complain about there's no black
exactly.
owners in the NFL?
That's what I was alluding
because,
to with the worthless thing.
Because they're running a monopoly.
Period. We can run our own.
We can
Period.
Run our own.
Period.
It's
now,
all
that's
right.
The whole thing.
Now,
yeah.
Wait a minute, but listen. We can say that, okay? But we even stress the service of getting close to where they are. Do you know what will happen? They will shut us down. Our own will shut us down because then greed starts to slip in. And that's the biggest problem we got.
Man. Not necessarily because white boys is greedy too.
On,
white
I
boys,
have,
we can't, we
I
gotta stop. We gotta stop doing that to
they
black people who are saying that we are.
Because
white boys is just as greedy.
No. Here's the difference. I understand. Here's the difference. White folks are just as greedy, but they still just as greedy cooperative. Therefore, they get things done.
Like I was talking about the chick that got the guy and promoted him and you know, promoted his artwork. We don't do that. That's see, right. Like when I was talking about when I met Mayweather.
Crabs in a basket theory, man, is
really. He took pictures with me and everything. I'm talking about, I'm looking out for you. And then you sent the little peon boy that was selling outside over to come and deal with me. No. How you going to send him over to deal with me? I ain't got time for that. Because I was painting pictures before Mayweather was born. Come on, man.
Listen to this.
We're not looking up at him. He and I could have made 1,000 copies of the
picture. You make it like that all white folks was cooperative. There's only a small amount of white people. And black people can do the same.
I'm not saying that either. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. Classic example. This man drew a picture for the President of the United States, Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. He gave that picture to a congressperson to make sure that Barack Obama got the picture. Okay? Now.
The congressperson kept it on his wall for 2 years.
And then gave it to somebody else.
Gave it to somebody else. And now that wants to keep my picture. See, this is how we do.
We could come up with dirty stories about white people who all the time.
But
I'm trying to say, when can we start talking about what positive black people? That's what I'm trying to say.
Exactly what
we,
I'm saying.
Black, there's a whole lot of black people that do a lot.
No.
All we do is talk about the dirt that we do.
Let me give you an example. I'm a living example. I'm doing the positive. I've published 3 books. Wait a minute now. I'm holding it. On the alphabet. Okay. But when I'm trying to move forward with this, I got my own people blocking it.
Like who? What do you mean by blocking?
We just said it.
Well, let's find the ones who ain't blocking it.
I tried to find the ones that ain't blocking it, and I wound up moving by myself. Let me tell you
what do you need to make it happen?
Oh, you're missing the point. The point is this. You say it's negative because that's what you choose to hear. Because right now we're
No.
I listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. We are talking very positive because the positive thing is that's what we should be doing.
Okay.
Period.
First of all, there's no such thing as negative and positive. Those are the two requirements of electricity to work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Electricity will not work without positive or negative. So there's no negative. There's no positive. It's like, what do we do that's creative, that's productive? And I want something creative and productive. Mm-hmm. And as I try to move forward, do I get assist? I got the same guy still my picture. Got 7 boxes of my books that I wrote.
Okay.
They're not okay. He has them. They're not being sold. They're being from me.
All I'm saying to you is this. What we're saying is not a matter of negative. Hopefully, we will inspire some people to do the things they should be doing.
Like you.
What you're doing is fantastic.
It's a
positive thing. But don't ever think that when we bring out those things in which we see in our family, in our house that's wrong, okay? Not only do we have an obligation to say something about it, we have a bigger obligation to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all positive because the word needs to get out.
Yeah.
Period.
So what I'm saying is this. We can turn on BET. We can turn on CNN. And the only thing we hear about is our victimhood. This. Hold on for a second. I can sit up there and I can listen to a million different things of what goes wrong in our society. When are we going to start doing the counter? Let's talk about what's going good in our society. We have to talk about the people.
Let's take your car breakdown.
Yeah.
How can we fix it?
If we do not determine
what is wrong with the car first.
Thank you.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But everybody talks about it.
I'm talking about when are we going to start talking about, we already know what all the problems are. When are we going to start talking about, I'm 51 years old, and I can tell you every bad story about every black person in the world. Then I got to pick. What I'm trying to say is this. My whole thing is like this. Okay. We know that this happens, whatever, and we get all of that. What I'm trying to say is the whole thing of talk about the solutions of, okay, this is happening now. We know that the dirt's over there. We know there's people going to do things against. We know all that part. Just like right now, nobody ever talks about Robert E. Smith. I don't ever hear people talk about Byron Allen. I don't hear none of these stories. You know what I'm saying? Robert E. Smith paid for all those kids' tuition down at Howard University. Just cut the check. You know what I'm saying?
Let me say something, man. There's a song that I heard, and I can't even remember the movie, but it's very, very true. Mm-hmm. If you want to be somebody, mm-hmm. wake up and pay attention. Mm-hmm. We don't want to wake up and pay attention, and the argument that you're posing is a classic example of that. You're arguing the point that we all know, okay? But some people aren't paying attention. A lot of them aren't paying attention, okay? So you can sit here and tell me, well, why, when are we going to talk about this person? When are we going to talk about that person? But I'm more concerned of when are we going to start talking about us and doing something about it. See, that's the bottom line, that we keep making these crazy excuses. When are we going to talk about something positive? Stop blaming it on this person. We have to blame ourselves and do something about it. You're doing something about it. So that's
if you have a house in ill repair, you got to recognize it's in real repair and look and scrutinize what is ill about it in order to fix it.
But if you,
not no but, you can't say but.
The still is like
if you say
if
but,
I know I got the chicken, so
before.
It's like this: if I know I got the chicken pox, right? I'm gonna go to the doctor to help me get a remedy or whatever, the medication to fix my chicken pox.
Guess what?
Right?
Guess what?
Yeah.
That's a very rational thing to think. But guess what? There's a whole lot of people that don't need to have these signs hanging outside that house thinking they're a doctor, they can repair it themselves. And that's a problem that we have.
Say that again.
You got people here.
I know I'm sick, but I'm going to the doctor. I can handle it from home.
No, I'm talking about the people who know to go see a doctor.
That's my point. My point is you got to wake up and pay attention because you know it. You're assuming that other people.
I'm not assuming. I'm talking about the people who, what I'm going to say is a person say that they're sick and they need to go see a doctor. We don't hear enough about the people who know to go see a doctor. We hear more about the people who don't know to go see the doctor is what I'm trying to say. When we get the counter, when do we get to hear about the person like, I'm sick, I know I need to see a doctor?
I think the example is very bad, very poor.
That's a bad example? Okay.
Yeah, that's a very poor example because doctors are the one people, they practice medicine, they don't practice healing. So let's leave that out.
Okay, well, let's find something else. I'm hungry.
Now, well, you said, okay, we don't talk about negative. When we first came here, we talked about the positive, about the alphabet, some doing it, so
correct.
And then when I mentioned that somebody has 7 boxes of books, 38 books in each box. The books are of the alphabet. Now, the alphabet's something positive. I'm revealing
can
that
you
the...
I guess my question, can you actually access your books?
I have some myself. I'm saying he has 7. In other words, I'm telling you about someone that's a black person that's supposed to be on my side, that's undermining my efforts, and then I'm speaking negative.
But no,
no,
what's the solution?
See,
what's the solution? Can you go get your books from this person?
The solution is,
I like a solution, but
my solution is this.
He asked me a question. Please, let me answer. Listen, you said, what's the solution? My solution is like I'm giving you an art exhibit. I'm not stuck back here with this guy that got my books. I mentioned that he has my book. I mentioned that he stole the picture. That's not keeping me stuck back there on that.
But can you get your books from him is the question.
I'm moving forward and writing another book. But the point is that here's someone that's undermining my efforts. That don't mean he's stopping me. He's not stopping me. You know, so I'm still doing some positive. I'm still moving forward. You can't stop me. But that does not mean there are people that are trying. Now, you say, what's the solution? I don't know what your solution is. I don't look to other people for my solution. My solution is me staying productive myself and keep doing what I'm doing.
Correct.
But in the meantime, like I said about the guy spending $1 million a year. He's spending $1 million a year. The solution to his problem is in his spending $1 million a year.
Right.
If he got $1 million a year to keep himself in shape, he got $1 million to go purchase him a gym.
Right.
All he takes is $1 million, and they kill all the other years.
Yes.
Now, hear what I'm saying. If we sit here and say, hey, we need to do this, somebody can't come along and say, hey, well, y'all talking about negative. Then right now, you're being negative. Because we have to, if we got to mop the floor, you can't say, man, why are you talking about the floor being dirty? Because the only way we'll know that it needs mopping is to announce that it's dirty, to recognize that it's dirty.
That's a fact.
We'll clean it.
We got to take a pause for the cause.
This is how things work.
We got to make a pause for the cause. Business owners, they want to get the word out about your business. You can become a sponsor of the Controversy Show. As you see, we talk about real things. That sponsorship is $133 a month. I'll give you a shout-out on each one of the shows, which is Monday and Wednesday. And not only my show, call in and sponsor one of those shows that you like, because that's how we can live. That's how we help you help us. So let's make sure we do that. Also, don't forget, our chief sponsor is Digital Guard. The company is off the chain. This company is very good at the security of your business as well as your home. And right now, you know we need security more than anything else. You can contact them at www.preventbusinesscrime.com for business, or you can go and contact them at www.preventhomecrimes.com for your home. So check that out. Also, don't forget to call in. You got 30 seconds to talk about your business today from 11 to 12 each and every day, Monday through Thursday. That phone number is 847-232-9368. We're going to take a pause for the calls and wrap this up at the end of our show. We'll be right back. do the show anyway. I mean, it's just after the show how long the
article
is. Okay.
We're talking
about it. All right. Ready? We're back on? Hey, welcome back to Controversy. Had to take a pause for the cause. Your host, Stephen B., doing the key of E. This was a very, I mean, it changed my show, but this was a very, very good conversation. I always enjoy when Alchemy comes by. I always enjoy when any guest comes by and we sit and chat like that because that's what it's all about, is sharing information and not being afraid to do such. And Bernstein, you, man, I'm telling you, you did a great job, dude. Yeah, I mean, you stimulate some good conversations. So that's all that we're really all about. Don't forget to, if you want to call in on your business every day, if you want to support your business, you business owners, you need to call and we're trying to help you get the word out. Your business can become one of the sponsors of the Controversy Show, and that's at $133 a month. And, you know, throughout the show, we give a shout-out about your business. And from time to time, we'll let you give a shout-out as well. That phone number is 847-232-9368, option 4. That's 847-232-9368, option 7. You know, let me share this with you about, you know, I have to give my scam alert, and here's the scam alert. I was scammed this weekend, and, you know, unbeknownst to me that somebody had got access to my information, identity theft, and really kind of real havoc through my checking accounts. And one of them, that I just, I mean, I utilize it when I want to pay certain bills, others I don't. This has been going on for a couple of weeks, and I didn't know it because I just didn't know it. And I mean, it's, they ran it up to $300-some-odd overcharged. It'll be taken care of. But what I want to warn you about is this. This is going to happen more frequently. Those who know me know that I had to change my card, a month ago when there was a problem with my account because of the same thing, the hacking. But this time was even worse. So the hackers are getting better. The identity theft is getting better, or I should say worse. And, you know, once again, I keep telling people that this whole scheme of, you know, stealing your identification and the catfishing and all that stuff, it's a $500 billion a year business, which means that somebody got to pay for it. Okay. And, you know, this pretty pictures does not make a person. Okay. You know, all over the internet, you'll see these pretty pictures of females, these dashing images of males. And, you know, they rope you in, and then the next thing you know, they want you to send them money. It's always on a card, okay, a gift card. Stop giving money on a gift card. It's unidentifiable. And the other thing is the card in a nutshell, they don't want you to get a hold of them. You know, if they can't give you a phone number or if you can't send it directly where they can sign for it or get it after show ID, I mean, stop. I mean, just because, number one, it's a rip, okay? And trust me, because of what I do for a living, trust me, I am a catfish hunter, okay? And, you know, the bottom line is, it's your money, and you need to keep it in your pocket. You know, if it's all about, you know, you love me, and, you know, you don't fall in love with me for the first 2 weeks of knowing me, and you never laid eyes on me, and I've never laid eyes on you, and you come up with all these excuses of why, you know, my internet's not working or my telephone's not working, you know, or I've got a sick relative that's at such a place, that's why you can't see me. I mean, I'm telling you, stop it, because you're making a fool out of yourself and you generally are making a fool out of your family by doing such. So, yes, yes, yes. Oh, okay. With that being said, it's about time for me to run. It's been fun. I'll see you again Monday. Welcome to the show, Controversy. Stephen B., your host, doing the key of EDIS excellence for you and me. Bye, y'all.